2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. While they promised them liberties, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her own wallowing in the mire. Now we said that. Now, remember, they are always trying to change what scriptures really mean. People are always trying to change what scripture means to keep you in darkness. Amen. Religion and tradition keeps you in darkness. Tradition and religion keeps us in darkness, and it keeps us from the light of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And say the gospel is good news, isn't it? Well, really what I want to say, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage with. You ever heard that? Have you ever heard that? Now, circle that in your Bible and highlight that. Okay? By whatever overcomes you, to that you're in bondage of. Or to that you're in subject to. Overcome means inferior to. Of whom a man is inferior to, the same is he brought into bondage under. Say, God's about to do something. Now, we're about to get out there, but I want you to go with me. Amen. I heard heaven, and I believe there's some Revion here, and I'm going to run with it. You should run with it, too. That's different than what we should hear. Now, we should always have an attitude of humility. Amen. And preferring our brothers and putting people before us. Not running over top of people. But here it says, to whom a man is overcome by, that same one that he's overcome by, that's the one he's brought into bondage under. You notice in the Bible, one of the promises that he gave Abraham's seed was this. He said to them, he said, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Didn't it say that in Scripture? Well, this goes along with what he's talking about here. To whom a man is overcome by, and another word for that overcome is inferior to, the same he'll be in bondage to. Now, you notice our nation and our government, everybody's got the money telling you what's going on, amen? Who owns the bank? Those that got the money own the bank, and that's who most people are in bondage to. They're the ones that's somebody's got the money, and they're the ones that are lending it, and that's who most of America's in debt to. Everybody say, we're coming out of debt, we're coming out of debt, we're coming out of debt. Well, the reason why we're in debt is because we've allowed others to overcome us. Something big's about to happen. Why do you think in the last days the Bible says that, hey, look, that the wealth of the wicked is going to be turned over to the righteous? What does that mean? It's because wealth is what overcomes people and oppresses people. It says that the rich oppress the poor. Well, that which overcomes us puts us into bondage. Well, what does it mean? Well, who owns this building? Well, we're in bondage to pay our rent, aren't we? So we give half the seed of what gets sowed into this. The majority of the seed that gets sown into this ministry, we throw it right back out there to whoever owns it. That which overcomes us puts us into bondage. And God wants to set us free. Now, we're understanding that it's also talking here. Don't let the devil get to you. You'll miss it. You take it with the wrong attitude, the wrong mindset. I promise you that you'll miss it. I guarantee I know what I'm talking about, and I know what the scripture says, and I know what the context is into it. And don't be silly like most people do. You enter into something that you haven't heard before with a closed heart and a closed mind. We'll prove it and we'll show it to you in scripture. There's much more to that scripture than what most people are bringing out of it. They're talking about people that come out of sin. Most people say that's what it means. Then once you come out of sin, if you're in bondage to sin and all this other stuff, you know, if you're overcome by sin, then you're in bondage to sin. Well, it's the same thing they try to do with that scripture when we were talking about healing. Try to say it was talking just complete about sin itself. There's a whole lot more to our salvation than deliverance from sin. Did you know that? But the devil wants us to major on things. But we need to major on the covenant of God. Overcome means to make worse, or to belittle, or bring to a lower rate, or to make inferior. God's ready to bring us out. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we got to realize it. Come unto the Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost
allows us to walk in Abraham's covenant. The Holy Ghost not only puts goosebumps on our back, thank God for him, amen, and makes us laugh and roll on the floor, but it leads us and directs us, and the place in which it leads us, it brings us out of bondage, because we've been delivered from the law of slavery, which we could never perform, and turned over to the Holy Ghost, which causes us to walk in the precepts of God, which brings us into the inheritance of the saints. And one of our inheritances is, we will not be overcome, glory to God. Amen. We will not be overcome or inferior any longer. You'll be the head and not the tail, and that means exactly what it says. It means you'll be above only and never beneath. It means that you'll loan and you will not borrow. That means that God is bringing us out from the back and up to the front. We're going to leave one victorious and one glorious church. That's what the Holy Ghost is doing. Much more than this. I got a vision of what it should be like. They're going to have to pull us out of here. Because we're about to turn stuff upside down. Not just with our healing. Not just with our healing. Not just with our raising from the dead. But when they see the covenant of the promise coming to pass over the saints, it's going to shake the earth. It's going to turn things upside down. Notice that when they left Egypt, they looted the place. They gave them everything they had, and then they left. He is going to restore and turn unto you those things that belong to him. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. That means everything in it belongs to God, and you're his seed. Amen. It's yours.
Amen.
We're talking about prosperity now. On a greater level. Amen. Now check this out. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 29, are you with me? The only thing we were trying to get to stand out there, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage. Well, you wonder why the Copelands are getting out of debt. And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. According to God's promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Somebody say, set time. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now check this out. How be it then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to weak and beggarly elements? Whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. Principles, lifestyles, elements, standards. Can I tell you what it says? Whereby we go back into, okay, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements? Right there in verse 9. Weak means this. Whereby we go after sickness and feeble, impotent, without strength. We turn back to weakness and sickness and impotence unto the beggarly elements, begging. That beggarly means pauper mentality. To crouch down or be distressed or become poor. Uh-oh. Beggarly elements. Poor elements. Now notice, we return back to these things and go back into bondage because of weak, impotent teachings of sickness. We don't have any strength. We don't have any power. And beggarly teachings. Pauper mentality. Jesus was poor. And those that love the Lord have to become broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. And they bring people into that mentality, which causes them to return to what? Bondage. Because we are overcome, the thing that we allow to overcome us brings us into bondage. Jesus came and he preached the gospel to the poor. Why? Because he knew that the gospel would bring them out of bondage. So listen to me. People will not come out of bondage until they're prospered. You are not going to be able to come out of bondage and have freedom indeed until you come completely out of bondage. And you are in bondage as long as you're beneath the elements of the earth. Until you're on top, you're in bondage. Because God's word said that you should be the head and not the tail, and you can only do that by faith. And people refuse to step out on that level because their faith's not there anymore. But when you understand that God is with you and not against you, and that's his desire, and you really start to walk by faith. And listen to me, if the Holy Ghost had his way, he'd put you on top. And that's what he's trying to do. But we refuse to let it happen. Well, why isn't it the case that then why aren't the Christians all loaded? Why? Because 2% of the body of Christ at large tithe on a regular basis. And you wonder why we're in bondage. But I believe that's going to flip around and some people are going to turn around and get it God's way, the right way. We're about to see some stuff, people. People are starting to come out. Believers are no longer broke, and no believers are no longer getting in bondage anymore. We're buying jets, helicopters, planes, and God's got much more than that. Amen. He's got much more than that. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. Abraham's seed, his promise. Thou art no longer a servant, but a son. Now this word said that if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That promise, you can break that word down, promise. It says an announcement. Heirs according to the announcement. And the announcement was this, a divine assurance of good. Good is good. Heirs according to the divine assurance of goodness and good. The devil doesn't want you to know that. I mean, he's been fighting tooth and nail with all kind of religious bondage and strongholds. And there are strongholds out there keeping the people of God in a box, and it won't let them out. Somebody say religion. destroys, and religion kills. But the Word of God sets us free. I was coming into the church after hearing this word, and I started to shout. I said, it doesn't matter how many people we got in here. If we got the Word of God, we got everything. Amen. If we got a word from heaven, and we got an anointing to hear the Word of God, we've got it all. Amen. Yesterday, the Holy Ghost told me the title of this message, You Can Have the World. I'm not stretching it. These are biblical. These are foundations. This is what the promise is all about. Don't you know that's what Abraham's seed was trying to do? They were trying to take the whole world. What do you think now? We think, ask of me and I will give what? What? The nations as an inheritance to you. He told that to some people. He told one people, he said, look, ask of me and I'll even give the nations as an inheritance to you. One scripture says, doesn't it say the heathen? As an inheritance to you, say, God will give it to you. So that's some grace. That's called being on top. But we've been sold into slavery, and we've been so used to being in bondage, and we've been given to others. People are selling your debts to one another. They're giving your debts to one another, and your debts tied to your social security number. You've been given to others. But God said he'll give the nations unto you. Yeah. But we've made that religious too. We made that religious too. Yes, we have. When you look at that in context, then we take it means that he'll just give you every nation to save. Well, the Bible, you know, that's God's will, and that's God's heart that every man would be saved. But what that's basically talking about, it's saying what it's saying. It's saying what it's saying. He said, ask of me, and I'll even give you nations. Uh-oh, what do you mean? Is that what it said? That's what it said, and that's what it meant. I will give you nations. We've got to upgrade our faith according to Scripture and get rid of this religious tradition that doesn't profit anybody anything. What? Yes. Somebody say promise. You've got a divine assurance of good. When I found this out and I got in this, I was ready to shout, and I just looked. I said, oh my God. Wow. It blew my mind. It didn't matter anymore when you find out you already won. That stops all the scratching and clawing. You know, we don't have to fight and strive to be rich anymore when we found out that we're already rich. When you find out that you're already rich and that God's already given you that abundance, you've been set free. You don't have to fight your coworkers. You don't have to fight the business, rip anybody off, because it's already yours. Glory to God. And all you got to do is be free to worship God. But we have been stuck trying to get rich. Oh, yes. Stuck. People can't come to church trying to get rich. Church is too long. It's the only day I get off. I serve the devil 5 days. I'm in bondage 5 days. The only day I get a break is Sunday. God wants to flip that around. Do you hear me? Amen. God wants to make you the head and not the tail, glory to God. Amen. That you're free to worship God while you're here on the earth. What are you saying? What are you saying? You can turn your heart to where the work that you do is for the Lord your God, and you'll have other people working for you. Yes. Do you know that's a covenant promise? That you should have employees and not be anybody else's employee. Did you know that? Glory to God. Say the head and not the tail. We're going all the way. Now, the reason why people are in bondage, it says that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. What does that mean? You can be saved and still have a child's mentality in the things of God. Oh yeah, there are people that come in here and you can come to church, sing all the songs and not receive not one covenant promise. Amen. You've got to grow up and learn those things and learn those principles and walk those. When you grow up, this stuff starts to happen. People are wondering why, you know, I ain't getting blessed. This ain't happened to me. Well, you stop acting like a baby and grow up.
You grow up in the, it's not promised to babes in Christ. Did you know? Uh-oh. I'm going to show that to you right here. It says, the child or the son differeth nothing from a servant, but he's under tutors. But when he grows up, guess what? He turns into a son. Or he turns into an heir. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. What does that mean? It means that you are an heir, but as long as you are a child, you differeth nothing from a servant, even though you're Lord of all. You want to know what that child is? When I looked up that word child, it said this: not able to speak, an infant, simple-minded person, an immature Christian. You notice in one scripture, it says that you receive the Holy Spirit, which is the seal of your inheritance. Grow up in the things of God and mature in the things of God. Grow up beyond childish thing and go on to the deep things of God. Stop questioning things and go on with the Holy Ghost and go on with God and start to step into your inheritance and get out of that servanthood mentality. That means we got a whole bunch of babies in the body of Christ today. There's a whole bunch of babies in the body of Christ, and babies do not want to be taught. People say, I don't want it. All I want to do is roll on the floor. Don't you tell me nothing. I don't want to hear no teaching. I don't need to go to no Bible. I don't want to hear nothing. Well, listen, if you sit up under the word, it'll raise your income level.
That's right.
It'll give you a new job. It'll give you the company. But God wants a believer. Somebody say, God wants a Holy Ghost-filled believer to be on top.
That's right.
Not on the bottom. Amen. I believe that a Pentecostal Holy Ghost filled person needs to be owning something like McDonald's, and we're running in and there. About time we came to the head. I believe that the best hair salon in town should be owned by a spirit-filled Holy Ghost believer. People are flocking in to get there. No longer picking up the scraps which the devil leaves behind. Amen. But the top. But we got to get that. You know that's the will of God. What is the will of God? What are you talking about? That's the will of God. Yes, you shall be the head and not the tail. Not following anybody else. We're finding slogans for our church. Well, what'd the world just say? Let's see if we can switch it around. You know, ask for it, you got it. Oh, we can use that in the church. Following them, following the world. What is the world singing about? Then we follow the world. We start singing like they're singing. Follow the world, amen, follow the world. Well, this is what advertising is doing out there in the world. We should do it this way. Somebody say, head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. That's what God wants to do. But we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that. Now, you may have heard it, but you haven't seen it. But I believe in this day, if you can believe it, you'll receive it.
Yes.
If you can believe it, you'll receive it.
Amen.
If you can believe it, you'll receive it. We're trying to get the people that are above in the church.
Amen.
That's what we're trying to do. The people that are out there, well, that person's got a lot of money. We need to get them in the church. No, we need to take the church, which is below right now, and preach God's word into it and bring it to the top. Cream always rises to the top.
That's
right. That word, servant, means subservience, substandard. Substandard, become substandard, second best, second class. You don't ride in first class. Somebody say, oh, he's getting into prosperity. Oh, yes, I am, because I read my Bible.
Amen.
Oh, yes, I am. I read my Bible. You can't stop me now. Amen. I heard Copeland talk about it. I heard Hagin talk about it. But then I got beyond that. Amen. And read my own Bible and found it for myself. I heard the Holy Ghost talking about it. Well, you just heard this one. You just heard that one. No, I heard them. But now I hear the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now I hear the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that said it. That I don't have to be a servant anymore, nor in bondage anymore. I can be free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free from sickness, free from disease, free from debt, free from poverty. Just hear it and believe it. You don't have to have a head start. You don't have to have a rich mother and father. You don't have to have a bank loan to get it. God will do it. You just hear the word and he'll work away. Find the Holy Ghost. He'll bring you out some kind of way. Amen. He'll bring it out. He'll bring us all out if we were to grow up. He'll bring you out. He's looking for ways to bring you up and bring you out. Amen. But you got to find it and stick to it and watch God do it. Check out Psalm 105:42. I believe I'm in the Word. I believe the Word's coming alive. I believe some scriptures in your Bible are popping out in your eyes right now. You say, what is that? What do you mean it's right there? What do you mean it's right there in Scripture? To the thing that you're under, you become its servant. Weak and beggarly elements, which bring us into bondage. That means you get around people that are always talking weakness, always talking poverty, amen? They're going to bring you into bondage. Psalm 105:42, for he remembered his holy promise. Thank God for the promise. Thank God for the promise. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. See, Abraham was his servant until he remembered his promise. And he brought forth his people with joy. And in many scriptures says, with joy and a shout they came out, amen. And his chosen with gladness, and gave them the land of the heathens, of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people. What does that mean? They became their employees. What are we talking about? They became your employees. Glory to God. We had people say, listen, you go on out there. You can afford a maid. Go on out there. The Holy Ghost told us months ago, get yourself a maid. God will make a way. It's in Scripture. They inherited the labor of the heathen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What are you talking about? That he'd be much better working for you than another heathen? Your co-workers be much better working for you, glory to God, than he would another devil. Why are we so used to seeing people work for devils? Why is everybody working for Bill Gates, which is giving all of his money to all these crazy things? Glory to God. They should be working for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's in the Bible. What? What? Everybody got mad at Jews because Jews found out they had a promise. Everybody got mad at the Jews. Everywhere they go, they get blessed. Amen. Because they knew their promise. Glory. It would happen to you too. You got the same blood. They're no different than you. They're no different than you. Everybody getting mad because they didn't found out what their promise was. Amen. And we're stuck in religious tradition. They're after the world. That's why every nation tries to kick them out, because they'll take over wherever they go. But we dumb Christians haven't got that far. We haven't realized that we got the same covenant we should be taking over. And we're thinking, that's for the Jews. That's for the Jews. No, I am Abraham's seed according to the promise of God. Glory to God. They can get what I leave behind. Did you know that? And gave them the lands of the heathen. And we started out there that he would even give the, what? The nations and the heathen for an inheritance to you. Glory to God. That means he can give me the woodlands. No, I'm talking about literally own the sucker. I'm not talking about just hanging around here and acting like it's mine. No, I'm talking about the deed. Ownership means ownership. It's no game. Copeland got a mountain, I can have one too. When I find out the scripture, glory to God. You pay for things by knowledge in the word of God and not by the bucks you got in your back pocket. Amen. Bucks follow word. Amen. Not word follow bucks. As long as we got a good word, we got money. Hallelujah. And gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherit the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. That means it freed them up. I'm getting so sick and tired. Well, I'm not. I take that confession back. Amen. But I don't like it when people, you know, we call a revival. We got to schedule a revival around labor. We got to schedule the time. We have service at night because everybody's working out there in the world someplace. Everybody's in bondage and they can't decide where they go with, even though God has set them free. Free is freedom.
Amen.
Free is freedom. That means you should be able to go where you go, when you go. You should be able to follow the Holy Ghost at all times. Hallelujah. That's how free God wants you to be.
Amen.
How many of you glad you don't work for nobody right now? Now, I'm not saying sit on your butt and do nothing. That's the devil. Amen.
Amen.
But you call in. God wants to bring you out to where you're the head and not the tail. Somebody say, what do y'all believe? I believe that we should have employees.
Amen.
I believe we should own everything. I believe we should have that kind of faith. We walk into a restaurant, you don't like the way it's served, you should believe God and buy the place in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Not
faking it, but living that thing out. I'm the head, not the tail, and you in debt to everybody. No, you're not.
Amen.
No, you're not. Go on and be it. Be it for real. We need to stop playing nursery rhyme stuff and lying to ourselves and going out and walk it out.
Amen.
He really meant it.
Amen.
And the Jews really mean it too. That's why they go get it.
Amen.
That they might observe his statutes. Listen to me. Then we turn into working at the word. Then we can, that's why anybody wonder why they did 30 days at Eagle Mountain? Because they refused to be in bondage to anybody anymore. And they don't have just revivals. They say, no, we'll decide to have it in the morning and in the afternoon and in the night because we're no longer in bondage anywhere. We just get there. Amen? See, that's the kind of freedom that God wants you to have, that you can worship him. Set free to do what you want to do and not have to reschedule God around your schedule. You can put God first. He said, listen, you worship me. I want you to work for me full time. You come and serve me full time. You come work for me. You come and get up under my word full time. You come up and praise me as long as you want to. You have to look at your watch. I got to get to work tomorrow morning. Oh, excuse me, Jesus. This song's going too long. I wish they hurry up. Amen. I got at 9 o'clock. I got to be punching that clock. Got to punch the clock. He's ready to set you free from that.
Hallelujah.
It's in the word.
I
mean, believe in God and think about that, and you just didn't have any scripture to stand on. Now listen, Luke chapter 24, verse 49. People thought abundance, people in prosperity, people were ignorant and greedy. They asked, are you one of them prosperity churches? I'm not one of them broke ones.
Amen.
Amen. You know, are you a name and claim it person? I said, well, if I believe what he said, ask it and you shall receive, and let him that waver from his faith. Don't think you're going to get anything from God. Yeah, that means I have to figure out what I want before I ask it, and when I ask it, I need to expect to get it back just as I ask it. So if that's David and claim it, yes.
Amen.
Yes. I'm not a hit and miss it.
That's right.
Well, I guess I pray. Amen. Roll the dice prayer. Amen. No, when I pray, I believe I receive. And if I'm not going to receive it, I'm not going to ask.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God for the word.
Thank God.
This stuff is a whole lot more than you think it is. You think I'm wild and say some stuff out of my mouth. Open that book with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's some wild stuff in there.
Yes.
I mean, that's some wild stuff in there. God makes the man a promise. He said, look, he tells the guy, listen, you look out there. Whatever you see, you'll possess. And whatever you see out there, as far as you can see, you can possess it. He told somebody that. And he said, listen, and if you just follow my word and get into the flow of the Holy Ghost, that's basically follow my word and stay in my word, you'll always be on top and never behind, ever, ever. You'll be the head only and never the tail. And God himself said, look, I promise you. You know what Abraham's seed means? It means Abraham's seed. That word is literally sperma. Seed, literally seed. And it said that we are Abraham's seed, meaning we got his DNA.
Amen.
His DNA is on the what? DNA is in there. Something he said we are his seed. Not talking about no corn seed. Amen. We're literally his DNA in the earth today. Glory to God. It says that those that walk by faith are truly his seed. Not those that are going in the flesh, amen, but those that are in the spirit and those that are in faith are truly his seed. Woo! Look at Abraham. I'm sitting here right now. As far as you know, I'm Abraham, amen. I'm walking in faith. It's the faith of Abraham. It's a spiritual thing that God had cut that covenant with. Say, I am Abraham.
That's my family.
We've been blessed for a long time. You know, I'm not against the nation of Israel. I'm believing that they got a promise for God. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm truly the seed.
Amen.
Because I'm by faith.
Amen.
And after I'm gone, they'll get it.
Right.
We got to really learn the word and stop being traditionally and religiously brainwashed with a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about.
Amen.
Got people going through all kind of crazy stuff.
Amen.
Listen to what they preach in Scripture. What did Peter say? What did Paul say? Luke 24:49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Notice that he called the gift of the Holy Ghost the promise. You know why he called it the promise? Because it was the same promise. He said, go to the upper room and wait for the promise of the Holy Ghost, where you'll be endued with power and not endued with weakness. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost, when you get into the Holy Ghost, it's going to fulfill the promise. That's why God redeemed us from the law, because they tried to get the promise through the law and it wouldn't work. So he sent the Holy Ghost that you might inherit the promise by following the Spirit of the living God. That means when you really catch a wave of the Holy Ghost, it will cause the promise of God to manifest around you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I didn't found this out. And now I can understand what he was talking about. And ask anything in my name and I'll do it. Glory to God. Whoa. Hallelujah. Abraham, see, that means I own everything. And all I got to do is exercise faith and I'll receive it. But I got to have scriptural knowledge and biblical knowledge to stand on it. Not just in my head, but it's got to be in my heart based by the word of God. And hear God showing you scripture to stand on. So you're not guessing it. You can walk by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many glad this stuff is coming alive? How many glad this stuff is coming alive? I'm telling that the word of God, the Holy Ghost, says you can have the world if you want it. Ask of me, and I will even give the nations. Woo! As an inheritance to you. My mother would call me up on the phone and say, I got a scripture for you, and that's her favorite scripture. I never figure out why that weird woman would take that scripture. Ask of me, and I will give the nations or the heathen as an inheritance to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody that used to think that prosperity was wrong should get up and shout right now that now you're hearing what it's based in. Somebody say, do you believe in prosperity? I believe in that. I believe that. Look, I'm not just believing for a jet, for a helicopter. I'm believing for a couple nations. Could you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Then you upgrade. People say, I'm believing for that piece of land over there. That little 5 acres is mine in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Amen. Let's upgrade our faith to where scripture, what Jesus was talking about. Amen. Nations. Hallelujah. He said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father. And who made the promise to Abraham but the Father? Woo, glory to God. That means that I'm rich and don't have to work for it. That's easy. That means I can receive this promise without having to hustle and scratch and claw and rip this one off and rip that one off. I don't have to work overtime to walk into the abundance that God wants me to walk into. I just got to follow the Holy Ghost and do whatever the Holy Ghost said, and he would cause me to walk in his statutes. Amen. Amen. What? Yeah. So I say, get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. He'll work it out. I'm going to put help wanted sign up in the paper one day, probably. Help wanted. People to help spend God's money. People still wouldn't believe it. Make somebody mad, wouldn't it? Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the... It says that he should be the heir of the world. And guess what that means? Then he should be heir of the world. See, and people that don't have any faith to believe it for what it says, they try to religion, make it religious. You know why they try to make it religion? They don't believe God. What do they not believe about God? That he's actually that good? Amen. That he can actually do what he said he was going to do, so they have to make up reasons. They read that right there. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if you read it just like it says? If we just look at that, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Everything. Everything.
That's everything.
Everything. That means that, you know, actually what the cosmos actually is, the cosmos actually could also represent the system. Worldly systems. Worldly systems. I mean, ATM machines. The internet. Amen. Hallelujah. All the gold over in that country with that heathen wearing it on his neck and carrying it around. Amen. And that's going to happen through righteousness of faith. Oh, you got to make that more religious. I don't believe that. Amen. Don't have to. You don't have to. You'd be fine just the way you are.
Look at somebody and say, Pastor Ron believes that he's the heir of the world.
Hallelujah! Amen. Me too.
Well, you can't change nothing that don't belong to you.
That's
wrong. Amen. You can't change. You can't affect something that doesn't belong to you. You're a servant of that. That would be out of order, wouldn't it?
That's right.
You go in somebody's house that somebody else owns and try to change their furniture around. We're going to change the world. We're going to change the world. You can't change nothing you don't own. I mean, you walk a little bit more boldly, and you're going to paint walls. I mean, I'm not going to go in your house and paint your walls. That's why people don't walk by faith. That's why people aren't getting saved today, because they don't have any faith. To really change atmospheres, to really change systems and structures, and say, no, I don't want it that way anymore. Well, who says that you could do that? I own the world.
Amen.
Somebody say, now you're stretching it, Brother Rod. Amen. I'm just reading the Bible. So that they should be heirs of the world. How many are ready to overcome?
Amen.
How many are ready to overcome?
Yes.
And you're ready to get beyond weak and beggarly elements that bring us into bondage. Amen. No more bondage. Just glorious liberty. Are overcome or be inferior to.
Man.
Say, I've got a divine,
divine
assurance of good. But it only comes to pass as I follow the Holy Ghost. Say, the Holy Ghost is doing more than make me feel good. Amen. People want they only want to feel the Holy Ghost in their body. That body that's perishing day by day. That's nice. Now go on and enjoy the Holy Ghost in church and dancing and stuff like that. But let him cause you to dance over to a nation and take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let him get on to the real stuff. That's kind of silly. You know, Holy Ghost trying to get you up and move you and motivate you and teach you, amen, to teach you to be a ruler and reign. Somebody said,
we shall rule
and reign as kings, heirs, according to the promise. That means that whatever God tells you to do, do it. Do it. But he can't get people out of the box. People won't obey the Holy Ghost. People want to be blessed without any obedience whatsoever. Amen. The Bible says do this, you do that. Amen. Start thinking about it. Amen. That's not how you're going to come out. That's not how you're going to come out. You're not going to come out like that. You got to obey the Holy Ghost. Whatever he says to do, yep, I'll do it. Because I can't see McDonald's giving me Uganda. That's what kind of faith. You got to think, how obedient should I be? Well, how obedient do I have to be to get Ethiopia? Amen. Okay. Well, now I understand. So when the Holy Ghost is telling you to do a crazy thing, just go on and do it. Amen. So he's working on nations. See, that's his level.
Yes.
That's his level. We blow people away with our faith and with our stuff. You know, why are you sowing cars and houses and different things to one another and trusting God and character, you know, and giving God your life instead of giving it to the world? Amen. Why? Because we're out there and we're going for the big haul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not trapped to live by what we make, but what we believe God for. Obedience pays. As long as I please the Holy Ghost. See, there's some silly people that are in bondage right now. They got them little dumb jobs and think they rule the world, enslaved again to bondage. Now, I'm not just saying that every job is dumb. You got to walk where the Holy Ghost wants you to walk and thank God for those things. You get what I'm saying? But it is an enslavement to you when that is the way it meets. You look to that job like, this is my provision. You know, this is my provision. This is how God goes. No, say no, 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 devil. Oh, no, devil. I'm here because God's got me here either to witness to the people and to give me seed to sow. And that seed comes back and it'll come back. Somebody say, glory to God. Don't be limited. Don't let the devil fool you. But you get in those jobs and you got to get up under the anointing while you're in that job and let God bring you to the top. Just let him bring you to the top. Don't ever stay in one place. Let God bring you up. Don't you scratch and car. Let obey the Holy Ghost in whatever you do, and he'll cause you to float up. I don't care what's going on in your job right now. He'll cause you to rise. He'll call you to rise. He'll cause everything you do to prosper. And see, we are so stuck to this cosmos, and we're so enslaved to the world. And see, people want you to think that worldliness is just, well, that's just sin. Worldliness is they stuck to cigarettes, smoking, drinking, alcohol, and all those things. That's the worldliness. No, worldliness means that system. Enslaved to that system instead of free from that system.
instead of completely free from that system. I mean, you look, the stock market is getting ready to go up, and you're just as nervous as everybody else. Stocks are going crazy, and people are all stressed. Oh, say it though. You get what I'm saying? God wants you to be completely free. Be free of that mentality. Yes, of the mentality of that system, to where you'll be blessed in every good work. Amen. Because what are going to happen if God never promised that America would see the end? He promised you would, but he never promised that. So many people are so, I mean, they must think that America's in the Bible someplace. I mean, you better put your faith in God. Amen. You better, and forget this silly stuff. You know, I'm following the Holy Ghost, and I'm following the Word. I thank God for America. Amen. I believe in it. You know, I believe in paying your taxes and all that stuff. Somebody say, glory to God. But people come and go. Worldly systems come and go. Rome was there one day, and everybody thought, as long as I was with Rome, everything was okay. Ain't there no more. USSR, I was over there, and they thought that thing would be around for a long time, didn't it? And all of a sudden, gone. People, put your eyes on Jesus and say, I don't care what they call this place, this land. I just know it's mine, and it's God's, and it's going to be okay. And the rudiment of the world goes deeper than just style. See, we've just limited that to style, lifestyle, and the Pentecostal said that was meant the hair. You know, the way they wore the hair and makeup and the dress style. And it means all of it.
Right.
It means all of it. Amen.
Right.
It means all of it, the way they do things. You get what I'm saying? And we just think that that's in the Bible, 9 to 5 in the Bible. Amen. 9 to 5 in the Bible, and that's the way it should be. And we just say, no, glory to God. God can do much more than that.
Amen.
If you let Him.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.